Blog Talk Radio.
Reminded.
afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael. And if you would like to call in, you can do so at 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number is 347-327-9316. There are several people ahead of you, but I would get on the switchboard, all right? Again, that call number is 347-327-9316. Oh, man, I can't believe that we're already in October. I was talking to a friend last night. I was like, where has time gone? You know, man, I can't believe it. But the card for the show today comes from my Healing with the Angel deck, and it's the Balance card. And finding balance is very important, finding balance in our lives, not, you know, and that's hard to do a lot of times. You know, we got family, we got friends, we got a job, you know, on and on and on. And so what we need to do to help us with balance is prioritize, you know, figure out, you know, because a lot of times we get overwhelmed in our day because we have this to do, that to do, that to do. So what Spirit is saying today, I believe, through this card is finding what, you know, is the first thing that's important, and go to the next thing, go to the next thing. Because when we just go, a lot of times we get overwhelmed. So just finding that balance, all right, is important. All right, let's go ahead and open with prayer and all that stuff, and I'll be taking your calls. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for me, and I be, you know, seen and unseen, because a lot of times you're working behind the scenes for me and for us. You know, and right now, Father, Mother, God, I turn the focus on the listeners of this program. I ask that you would help them today in every area of their life, financially, physically, emotionally, relationship-wise, whatever needs they have, I ask that you would help them today. Father, Mother, God, I also ask you to help me move totally and completely out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program today. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for life. And I thank you for the day that you have put into my path. And just let us be what you want us to be. Let us be those spiritual beings that we already are. Just teach us how to tap into them more and more every single moment, every single second. And as we create sacred space for you right now, and in this now moment is where we go, letting go of all of yesterday, letting go of maybe some chaos that we've already had this day. We let go of all that and become that sacred space in this now moment. And we say namaste and we say amen. All right, let's go ahead and take some calls. I'm going to give you some instructions today because I have nobody really screening my calls today. So could you say your first name out loud when I say hi to you? That would definitely help me, okay? Let's go with 831. You're on air with me. Hi.
Lisa.
What was your name again? I'm sorry. What was your name?
Lisa.
Lisa? All right. I appreciate you calling in. How can I help you today, Lisa?
I recently became engaged, and
Well, congratulations on that. Congratulations
Thank
on that,
you.
I guess. All right, go ahead.
Yes.
go ahead.
He just, we are trying to dissolve a business relationship, and so that's kind of teetering on our wedding, so I'd like to know what you see with that.
Okay, so the business thing is sort of getting in the way of the relationship.
Well, get in the way of our plans because of, The business partner was a previous relationship he had 11 years ago, and she won't let go of him, and they're finalizing things right now, and we just feel a lot of tension and the delay tactics and things like that.
Yeah.
I'd like to
might,
know when...
Yeah. Yeah, and that might have been, you know, when I said, you know, I guess that could have been this tension that I was feeling with this business stuff, because I do feel like that this is going to be a little bit of an issue. I don't feel like it will totally stop anything. She's just putting up one more big fight here, but I feel like that this relationship is definitely solid. So you just got to get past the fears and past the concerns. But I don't see any problems with the relationship. I don't see any problems with the wedding. The exactly that I saw was probably this chaos with her that's finalizing some plans here and things like that with the business, getting the business part out of the way. Because he needs to totally break ties with her in every area, you know, not to have her anywhere around in this case. But the one thing I will tell you, congratulations on the engagement, because this is what you've been waiting for. And I definitely see this being a long-term relationship. As far as the business thing goes, it's going to take a little bit. I would say by the end of October, things are more settled. Then you guys can really focus on the plans for a wedding and moving your lives forward. So that's what I'm seeing at the moment. So hopefully that helps you.
Michael, you've always been a dream. Blessings to you and your family.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And you know, my job is just to help where I can, and so that's what I try to do. And I don't always get it right. I'm not 100% all the time, but I do my very best, and that's all we can do.
You are telling wonderfully today, and blessings. But I did want to know about a job for me. I'm on a
okay.
fence.
There's a job opening up for you about the 1st of November.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't mean that it won't happen sooner. That's just what I'm seeing right now. You know, all things are subject to change. And timelines, I will tell you, timelines for psychics are very iffy and very tricky sometimes because everything can change.
Can you see what kind of job it would be?
I don't see what type. I don't have that. Definitely looks like that. It looks like that first week in October. If not sooner, so. Okay?
Beautiful. My
All right.
blessings
Thank you.
To you and
All
your
right.
mom and dad. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to whoever's on the other end of 256. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Kimberly. How are you?
I'm good, Kimberly. How can I help you today?
I just want a message from the angels of spirit. I've been going through a little rough patch here, and I just... want to know the next step.
Okay, I'm really sorry you're going through a rough patch right now. And I think, you know, you're not in the boat by yourself. I think a lot of people are in that, you know, little rough spot right now, you know, just getting rid of some, you know, baggage that we've been hanging on to. And that's the focus right now with you, is really look at, you know, what kind of thought patterns you're having. You know, what is going on in your head? You know, what are you focused on? What are you thinking about? So really watch your thought pattern, because I think if you really, you know, take a deep breath and you really look at your thought pattern here, I feel like you're going to see a lot of negativity up there, you know, just bombarding you. So what you need to do is just, and we're going to be talking about this shortly later on in the program about how to quiet your mind and stuff, but,
okay.
you know, so you just got to quiet your mind. Let me go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick here and see what's
okay.
going on. Okay, watch for little signs right now. You know, your angels, your loved ones on the other side are trying to communicate with you. Is there a knocking noise that you keep hearing? Because I keep hearing a knocking noise. Do you hear a knocking noise sometimes? Like
yes.
Okay.
Especially last night. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, they're trying to get your attention. So hey, pay attention, okay? Well, they're basically just coming in here right now, letting you know that they're with you and taking care of things for you. You know, because a lot of times we feel like we're all by ourselves, and that's what our minds
mm-hmm.
want to let us think. But that's not
right.
the case. We got all kinds of things on our side helping us behind the scenes, working, you know, together to make you have a better life. We got divine guidance is the next card. Again, letting you know that you're not by yourself. And everything right now is in divine timing. That, you know, you're right where you're supposed to be. There's lessons to learn in this chaos, okay? So
okay.
really, really, you know, just take a deep breath and try to relax and say, okay, what are you trying to teach me right now? What am I supposed to see about myself in this situation? And that's what Spirit's trying to do. But this little rough patch that you're in right now, that should be breaking mm-hmm. free here. As you go in, you know, the rest of October, about mid-October, you should feel some breathing room, okay? Because I feel like that there's some breathing space coming here right now. So this should lighten up. I'm going to say you're still going to have this little feeling of depression and stuff that you're feeling right now until about mid-October. But it should be moving out of there about mid-October, okay? And where you can take that breath and go, oh, I got through that. So just keep moving forward, okay? And hopefully we'll help. All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. All right. Let's go ahead and move down to 352. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, could I get your name, please?
Andrea.
Andrea, how can I help you today?
I've been going through a lot, but the last time I talked to you, my question is, do you see any money, extra money coming in for me anytime soon?
Okay. Okay, let me look at this pretty close. Okay, the one thing they're focused on is your health. Are you been feeling okay? Why would I be focused on your health? Because they're definitely focusing on your body and your health.
Probably because my allergy's been acting up in my head. It's just been feel like it's
Are you having problems breathing?
Yeah, that was my health. That was my allergies. Like I'll just wake up stuffy.
Because as soon as I started talking to you, it just feels like I can't get a breath. It just feels I'm really congested. So that would make sense to me. Okay, that should be clearing up. Keep an eye on that. It might be allergies, but it might be something else. So just definitely keep an eye on that. Okay, if you don't start feeling better with the allergy medicine and things like that, I would definitely go see a doctor. I'm a little concerned about it. So there has to be a reason why I'm feeling concerned. Now, as far as your question about money coming in here, I would say that there is some extra money coming in about in a couple of weeks here. There should be some extra money. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know how it's coming to you, but I definitely feel it. So that's good news because you definitely need some finances coming in. Does that make sense? About a couple of weeks, and we're going to count this week and the next week. So I would definitely be open to that in any way it comes. Okay?
Well, could it be child support, or was it the thing that you were saying about
children? I think it has to do with child support because I do see some children connected to it somehow. So that this could be some child support popping in here.
The moving thing, what you said, though, do you still see me moving or did it change?
No, I still see you moving. I don't know on the timeline on this, but I definitely still see a physical move.
Okay. I remember last time you said that you seen me getting help for that, so I didn't know if it changed or not.
No, I still think that I think it's been delayed a little bit. But I believe that it's still going to happen. It's just been delayed. I don't have a timeline on it. So there's a reason that I don't have a timeline. Go ahead.
And you said something about me not being evicted. Do you still see that too?
Yeah, I don't see you being evicted. I would be totally shocked if you told me that you were. I don't
you told
see
me that
at
last
all.
Time.
Yeah, I don't you told see me that. That. Yeah, Spirit's not going to put you and the kids out on the street. So.
Okay.
So all right, I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go ahead and let's do 312. You're on air with me. Hi, I appreciate you calling in today. Hi, how can I help?
Serena.
Hi, Serena.
Hi, good morning. I'm going through a rebirth in my life, and I'm not seeing a clear path forward at the moment, and so I'm kind of looking to see if there's something I'm missing, something else I need to do, something that's blocking the way.
Okay. The one thing that I heard immediately here is patience.
I've had infinite patience already.
I know. Hey, you know, hey, I'm just a messenger. I'm just a messenger here.
I know.
But I heard definitely the first thing I heard was patience. You know, hey, I get that same thing. You know, I'm like, come on already. Let's move forward a little bit. You know, but there's a reason why things are slowing here right now. And we're going to be serious for a second. You know, you definitely are opening up. You're moving forward, you know. Even though you might not see that you're moving forward, that you're not seeing a process here, you know, but you definitely are. You're feeling like you're stuck, but Spirit's definitely working on you and working on situations in your life right now. So let's go ahead and pull some cards really quick. And the very first card I pulled on this is the answered prayer card. So, you know, you've been asking for spiritual growth. You've been wanting spiritual growth. Well, that's what you're in right now. You're in this period of growing. You're in this period of change. I definitely keep seeing change for you as you go into October, as we're continuing moving forward into October. You're going to have people actually come up to you and say, man, you know, they're not even going to recognize you sometimes because the glow that's within inside of you is going to start shining out of you. And so it's going to actually transform you into a new person. And that's a good thing. That's what you want. We've got a lot of blessings coming your way. The next card is the blessing card. Are you in a relationship?
Oh, no, not yet.
Okay, well, you're going to have a relationship because I got a soulmate card popping up here.
Right, I agree.
Yeah, because I feel like that you're ready for that. You know, it's you know, you weren't ready, you know, right now, but you are getting into that place of opening up. And I think what Spirit really wanted to do with you this time of your life is really get to know you, you know, and know what you want, know what you need in your life. And this soulmate's popping in. I feel like the person's coming into your path as we go out of this year, probably about the end of November, somebody's popping in the picture here. And then as you go into 2014, it's strange saying 2014, but as you go into 2014, I really feel like that would more develop into a soulmate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, it does. But my, you know, my money flow situation is interesting.
Okay.
And
well,
it looks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
I like the
yeah.
word interesting.
Well,
okay.
That's the only way it's going to describe it.
Yeah.
Strange things happen to keep me going without any money more and without any additional money flow coming in. Which
right.
is kind of odd. My living situation is up in the air also.
Okay.
And
okay.
If there's
yeah,
anything on that, I'd be curious about that because I'm.
Yeah. Well, Spirit's saying, you know, just accept the blessing that they're giving you because, you know, it's just like with me. I mean, when I need money, it's there, you know. So that's just what's going on right now. But that will change as you go. I feel like that you're still going to have that the rest of this year. I'm sorry to tell you that. I feel like you're still going to have that. For the rest of this year, I mean, October, November. December looks like it's going to get a little better. I feel like that you're going to have some relief as you go into December where your finances are. And then as you go into January, I feel like that financial block, there's been a financial block, and I don't think it's on your part, but for some reason there's been a block here. But I feel like that block breaks free. I looked around about Christmas time. I feel a block dissolving. And so then as you go into January and into the next year, I definitely see a lot of movement. So actually, I do see a physical move for you. It looks like about in January as a financial break breaks loose here. I definitely see more financial blessing in next year and definitely a physical move for you.
Well, I'm going to move. I'm going to move in October. There's probably no question of that as far as I know.
Okay. Yeah, and that could be, you know, there could be maybe another move or something. I don't know. I keep seeing a move for you, and that could, you know, I could be off a little bit today, but the one thing that move that I see also could be, you know, you move them forward more with your spirituality, something like that. But I definitely keep seeing something breaking about January, move-wise.
Yeah. Mine says I need to create something in order for my money flow to come. Yet I'm not getting anything. I'm not getting any ideas for what to create.
Okay, what I would do in that case is what a lot of people call a vision board. You know,
I have one.
You have one? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I would get one with a lot of money. I would just play money all over it and visualize money flowing to you. I think that this is the issue, is that you put it out there, but I really want you to visualize it coming to you. You know, just visualize that money. I do that sometimes with my business. I'll come here, I'll put my hand on my computer, and I say, man, you know, I want some readings today. And so usually it always happens. So just visualize that coming and put some emotion of how that's going to make you feel. You know, you're not going to have that stress. You're not going to have that concern of, okay, where's my next dollar going to come from? Spirit doesn't want us in a place of lack. They don't want us in that place. They want us to be abundant. But it's old belief systems. What I would really do here is look at the belief system that you have about finances right now, because there has to be something going on in your head about maybe you grew up in a home that really struggled financially or something like that. I don't know, but I would really examine what your belief system is about finances, you know, of that you do deserve a nice place to live. You do deserve a nice car. You do deserve all this stuff. And this is what Spirit wants to bless you with. Does that make sense to you? So I would just visualize money coming to you. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
I appreciate it. Yep.
Oh, no problem. You hang in there, okay? It will get better, I promise. All right. Hang in there. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, and, you know, that's what Spirit wants us to do. You know, so what we need to do is sometimes we have to just stop. Okay, I want us to stop right now, actually. And what I want you to do is I want you to think about you. I want you to think about your life. I want you to think about where you are right now. And then what I want you to do is I want you to examine the thought pattern that goes on into your mind that keeps you stuck. Because there's something going on in our heads that keep us stuck. And I'm talking to me as I'm talking to you, guys. Come on. And what we need to do is we have to look at that thought pattern, you know. And I think a lot of us are in a thought pattern of lack. You know, that we're, you know, I there was a time in my life that I would just like, you know, say, hey, you know, I don't know if I'm ever going to get finances better, you know, things like that. It was my thought pattern. And so what I needed to do was change my thought pattern. And what we need to do is say, okay, you know, I deserve good things. I deserve a nice house. I deserve all these things. So what I just told the caller before we started talking here. So what we need to do is change the way we think about things, especially about ourselves. We got to change the way we think. All right, that's very important. We're going to take a short break here. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Sukshma rupa darasiya hindi kava. I see you rago here, the harashi ura lai. Rago fati kini na bahu to barai. To my mama priya barata, so my bai. She nam de jira, jira rangi hanuma.
For it this time. All right. Hey, I hope that you're having a great day. We're going to go ahead and just slow down for a minute. The one thing that, because I'm trying to figure out if when I'm feeling is my stuff, your stuff, or a spirit, because my chest is really, really tight. And so I don't think it's me, so I'm not concerned about that. So we're just going to slow down and see if this is a spirit trying to pass through here. And we're just going to slow down a little bit. You know, I think a lot of times we just rush through life, and I think that spirit just wants us to slow down a little bit. So let's just slow down a little bit. I'm not in a big hurry. I got plenty of time for the program, so we're just not going to get in a big hurry. And this could be somebody on my switchboard. I'm just going to tell you what I'm feeling, and we'll just go with it and see if it connects, all right? And I also got my dog trying to distract me, so we got all kinds of stuff going on. It feels like my chest just wants to explode. I'm just going to tell you what it feels like. And so I'm going to say that this is a spirit on the other side, and that's what it felt like. But they're okay now, and that's all that matters. But I just have to be clear on that. They passed, it's a gentleman, pepper gray hair, just not totally gray, but just, you know, that pepper look. And Polypast looks like timeline on this would be late 50s, early 60s, not past 65. If this is making sense to you, please call me at 347-327-9316. And so I can connect with this. The other thing that I want us to do before we go any farther on the program today is there's a lot of stuff going on with my mom right now. And I won't go into a lot of details because it's a personal stuff. But there's just a lot of stuff going on with my mother that has me a little distracted and a little concerned about things. We're going to go ahead and pray for the situations in her life right now and just focus on her. And I would appreciate it if you would join me in prayer right now. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day again. We thank you for this program as always. Brother, Mother, God, right now my mind and my focus is on this program, of course, but it's also with my mom. And I ask that you would move in this situation and just give us wisdom and guidance and direction as we deal with circumstances that are popping up right now. And Father, Mother, God, you know, it's hard sometimes to stay focused. But let me focus. Let me put a stop sign in my head that stops these negative thoughts. And let me just realize that you are in complete control of the situation and the circumstances. And your will be done no matter what. And we thank you for that. We say namaste and we say amen. I would ask you to continue to pray for me, continue to pray for our family. You know, if you've ever had an aging parent, you know that it's difficult at times. It is hard at times to know what are the right steps, what should we do and what can we do. You know, because there's a lot of times, just in our own personal lives, even in your life, there are situations that are out of your control, and that's when we have to say, okay, hey, you know what, Spirit, I'm going to hand this to you. I'm going to just let you have it, and that's what I've been doing in this situation. But I'm really proud of myself. I've been handling this situation with my mom a whole lot better than I would have a couple weeks ago. And so we're thankful for Spirit working in my mom's life and my life, my dad's life, you know, because you're always looking at what's best. And sometimes it's hard. It definitely is hard. All right, let's go ahead and take some calls. And I appreciate your prayers for my mom. Appreciate it so much, guys. Thank you so much. 646, you're on air. Hi.
Hi. Definitely. I send light and love to your mom for healing.
Thank you. Right.
You're welcome. And my name is Anne, and I wanted to know, what are you picking up with how my relationship with with Sean, how can we improve, or is it improving? I think it is. I feel it is, but...
Yeah, Spirit has a question for you, okay?
Yes.
Why are you doubting this? Because I see it being okay. There's just some little bit of doubt sneaking in here, and what we need to examine is where this is coming from. Okay, because I see this relationship being good. I see this relationship being positive and stuff like that. My concern here and Spirit's concern here is all of a sudden there's a little bit of doubt on your part, and the question is why? What's going on? Because I don't see a problem. I definitely believe that Spirit put you and Sean together. I don't see any problems at all. But there's a little bit of fear. There's a little bit of apprehension on your part. So what Spirit wants you to do is examine where that's coming from. And I feel like where that's coming from here is maybe a past relationship, you know, stuff like that. We get hung up on those. I've done that same thing. So what you really need to do here is examine what's going on in your thought pattern right now. Does that make sense to you? Because I believe that this relationship is good for you. I believe it's long term. How to make it better is look at where this doubt is coming from, you know, where you have a little bit of concern here, and where is this coming from. And the other thing to help with this relationship is be open communication always. You know, express how you feel, you know, and it might have to help Sean, because I think that sometimes he has problems of open communication. But I don't see any problems here. So That's good news. That's what you want. That's what you want a reader telling you.
Yeah, I do. I do want the good news. Thank you. But I know there was a little interference from the mother of his child, and also from someone else, and that's
right.
why I was a little apprehensive because I'm like.
Yeah, I don't feel like that he's going to. I don't feel like that is going to interfere with this at all. He listens to them, but he lets it go in one ear and out the other. I don't really see that being a problem, and we're not going to let that create a problem. So a lot of this is on your part, so I would just let that go and just trust him. And because when you have that doubt, this is where we can have problems. And so I don't want that in this relationship. So because I don't see any outside source that's going to affect this relationship.
Really? Because we're actually trying to solidify after a year. So I don't know. He says, oh, no, I don't want that. But then he's like, I do want it. And he's on the fence.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm a little like. Okay.
Yeah. And he is on the fence. But I definitely feel like that, you know, he'll come your way. And I definitely see that. Like I said, I don't see any problems. So let's not create any. Okay? Yeah, go ahead. Really quick. I got
to
move on, but really quick.
Okay. I just wanted to know, are we going to go on a little getaway this weekend?
This weekend? I saw this weekend, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you definitely are, and that's what help. And also, you know, what I would use this time to really communicate with him, and you know, and express to him some of your concerns, but do it in a very positive, non-threatening way to him. But you know, just have some open communication with him.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye bye. All right. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can call me. I do have several callers still, but you can get on the switchboard. It is 347-327-9316. 713, hi, you're on air with me. How can I help you today?
Yes, hi. My name is Elizabeth. Many blessings to you and your mother.
Thank you.
I just had a question about my psyche. It seems like every time I hear a family member that is sick or they've got a toothache or they've got a cold, it seems like I pick up that energy, and I want to know how I can block that.
Okay, I'm going to take a drink of water here for a minute and be quiet for just a second on this. Yeah, because there's something. Okay, hold on for just a second. All right, sorry about that, but I needed a drink. All right. Okay. Now, to be sure I got your question, so you're wondering how not to pick up all their energy. Does that make sense?
Yes, all the negative energy. Like, I don't mind picking up the happy energy. It's just the negative energy or that illness or the sickness that I seem to pick up on.
Yeah, because you're an empath, so you're picking up. Okay. I'm just going to slow down here for a second and really look at this because I mean I have the same problem. Now, do you ground yourself every day? Do you ground every day?
I meditate pretty much every day, probably about 4 or 5 times a week.
Okay, but what I'm talking about is a grounding exercise. Do you where you solidify your energy into Mother Earth and do you do any of that?
I have in the past a couple of times, but no,
okay.
I don't do it every
okay.
day.
Okay, you need to do it every day. Do you white light yourself and put yourself in a bubble?
I have. I don't do it every
okay,
day.
Okay, but yeah, okay. You need to do those. That's what's going on right now. You don't really have any protection in place, so this concerns me, and I have the same problem sometimes. You know, we get busy with everyday life, and we miss those steps. But those are very important steps for you, for me, for all of us, because especially in this brand new energies that we're flowing in right now, everything has intensified, okay? And so what we need to do is be sure that you ground every single day. Be sure that you white light yourself, put yourself in a bubble. You know, ask your angels or whatever you work with to protect you. Very important right now because they're on our planet, there is so much. All these energies on our planet are moving around right now, and a lot of it is this negative energy that is trying to have this one last hurrah, you know what I'm saying, And right. and so you know, you just go to stores, you pick up, you know, other people's energy. So really, really protect yourself. That's one thing the spirit really is focused on here with you. You know, put those things in place. Ask Archangel Michael to help you. Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of times I feel anxious and I don't know why. Like, it's just like I walk into it. And my pulse gets ready, my heart will start pounding, and I'm wondering will it help with that as well?
Yeah, it would definitely help.
Are those
help
energies
that
I'm walking into and I'm feeling and it's having an effect on my, you know, my physical body?
Yeah, that's what, because I've been going through that myself in the last few months. Just this very anxious energy. And the other thing, you pick up a lot of, you can see ahead in the future, and I think what's happening here is there is something building that is going to affect our planet a little bit, and I think we're all picking up on that.
I think that too. Yeah.
And so that's why you're having that anxious feel, because we don't have that piece of the puzzle to figure out what that is, but we can feel it building. And that's what's affecting a lot of energy workers right now, is we feel it building, but we just don't have what that is yet. And so, but, you know, I feel like it's going to happen. Whatever this is, I feel like it's building up towards the end of the year. And so it's going to be something that happens right around Christmas time, around that time of the year. But, you know, it's building, and that's what we're feeling. The one thing that would really help you, meditation is awesome. I'm glad that you meditate. So Spirit wants to give you a pat on the back and say, that's great. But the thing that you really need here is be sure that you ground every single day. And I would check that through the day. And not just you, I would be talking to everybody that's listening to us, because this new energy that we're in is very intense. And you know, we're still learning how to work with it, you know. And so just breathe and try to only be in the now moment. I think a lot of times that will help you, just be in the now.
Great, that helps a lot. Great.
Yeah, just be, you know, not to worry about, you know, tomorrow or even, you know, an hour from now. You know, a lot of times, because we're not promised another second. But, you know, so we got to learn how to live in the now.
Exactly. Is there, thank you for that. Is there anything that you're picking up on that I should know, maybe my finances or my life in general?
I think just relax. Is you know, because I feel like that you're a very intense person at times.
I am.
So you just need to learn how to relax and to chill and stuff like that. And I think that a lot of times you're just go. And so what you need to do is, the Spirit just says, relax and take time for yourself. Everything's going to be okay. I don't see anything that I'm concerned about for the rest of this year with you. The only thing that I would tell you is, you know, like I said, grounding and white lighting yourself is very, very important right now.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome. You hang in there, okay?
Thank you. I will. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, yeah, you know, it is. Right now, we're like in a battle, sort of. And what I mean by that is our thought patterns are just racing and racing and racing. And I'm going to give you a quick, we're going to take some more calls here, but this would be a perfect time to talk about my subject. And what I want to talk about today is the stop sign effect. Okay, we're going to do a really simple exercise here, and I learned this a long time ago, and it does help when I put it in practice. I don't do it every single day, but I'm going to start, and what we need to do is, you know, pay attention to what is your thought patterns. Number one is notice your thoughts, okay? When a worrisome thought runs through your mind, okay, what do we do with it? You know, we gotta start paying attention to what is going on in our heads, especially now. You know, so right now I want you to just take a deep breath in with me, breathe in, breathe out. Okay, now I want you to consciously move up there, and be aware of your thought pattern. What is going on right now? What is your thoughts right now, this now moment? What are your thoughts? Be consciously aware of your thought pattern. Okay, and now, you know, a lot of times, you know, for the last year or so, we've just been bombarded, it seems like, with negative thoughts. You know, a caller just right a few minutes ago, you know, was talking about this anxious feeling. And I feel a lot of you are going through this right now, is this just this shaky, anxious feel. There is something building, guys, and I will tell you, I don't want you to worry about it, you know, but there is something on our planet that is building and building and building. And you know, like I said earlier, we don't all have it yet. You know, somebody might have a piece of the puzzle. And that's where we come together and work together to figure out what this is that's building. And then we pray about it and we can change things. There is nothing that happens that we cannot try to change. You know, there are just some things that will have to happen. There's lessons in those things. But there are things that we can change by prayer and by meditation and by focusing love and light and intent on that. And one of those is your thoughts. Our thought pattern. So what we need to do is I want you to get a, you know, look at your thoughts. If there's a negative thought there right now, I want you to visualize a stop sign. Okay? I want you to visualize a stop sign in your head, and I want you to focus on that stop sign, and I want you to focus on that thought, and I want that thought to stop. Okay? We're not going to yell, but the best thing to do in here is just, a lot of times, yelling stop when you're having a negative thought will help, because what it does is it breaks that thought pattern, and it does help. I practice this a lot of the times, and it does work, you know, because I was just having a thought just a second ago, and mentally, I stopped the thought. Okay, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. In my own personal life, and I was just like, okay, no. You know, and that's what we got to say, you know, no or stop or break that up, because you're in charge. Your mind is not in charge of you. Okay, we've given permission for it to be in charge, but we got to realize that we need to take back that control. We need to take back that power. And say, okay, no, I'm not going to go down that thought pattern. I'm not going to go down that same cycle that I've gone down that time after time after time after time. Not going to do it anymore. And that's what we got to do. And so that's an easy step when you're having, you know, the one thing that Spirit wants us to do nowadays, especially in this new energy, is be consciously aware of what is going on in our head. You know, and if you're a negative, you can't help what comes in there, but you can help how long it stays there and how long you play around with it. And so if a negative thought comes in, you can say, okay, no, get out of here. You don't have to go down the same old road every single time. You don't have to go down that. You know, I remember when I was a teenager, I had a friend that lived out in the country, and I'd go down this road, and there would be like potholes and stuff, and I would go down the same old road, and every time I'd go down the same old road, I'd complain and be all upset. Finally, I realized that I didn't have to go down that same road all the time to get to his house. I found a shorter way to his house that was nice and smooth. And so, you know, I had to look for a different path, and that's what you have to do. When our thoughts come, we have to look for a different path. We have to say, okay, is that thought something that I want in my head? You know, is it for my higher good? Is it going to move me forward on my spiritual journey? Is it going to be good for my spiritual path? And if it's not, kick it out of there. And so by using the stop sign process, you know. So let's pretend right now that I have, let's say this thought. Let's say, okay, nothing good is ever going to come my way. Okay, first of all, it's that thought. Let's examine that thought, okay? First of all, nothing good is ever going to come my way. Is that a true statement? No. That's not a true statement. It might feel like that at times, but that is not a true statement. Because what we're saying when we say those kind of thoughts is, okay, Spirit's never going to bless me, okay? Because, and that's just not a true thought. Spirit's going to bless me in one way or another sometime in my life. And so that is not a true thought. So is it a thought that I want in my head? Absolutely not. So I'm going to say stop, okay? And so that's going to break that cycle. And now I'm going to, now since I got rid of that negative thought, you have to replace it with a positive thought, okay? So the negative thought was, okay, Spirit's never going to put anything good in my path, okay? Now I changed that thought by saying, okay, all good things are going to be flowing to me right now. So I've changed my thought pattern. I've changed the flow of my thoughts. And you get it? So that's what we need to do. All right, talk about, let's go back to the switchboard here. And let me click on some calls. Let's go ahead. And I'm confused at where I'm at. So 856, you're on air with me. Hi, I appreciate you calling in today.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I've got a lot going on myself, so I was listening to what you said. But I have a lot of different things. I'm starting a new job, going through a divorce, and trying to get back out there in a relationship as well. So I got a lot going on.
Okay, yeah, it sounds like you got a lot going on. I appreciate you calling in. Could I get your name, please?
Yeah, Timothy.
Timothy, okay, thank you. Okay, yeah, and I've been on the divorce end of life, and that's no fun, but, you know, I do feel like that it was necessary, but I'm sorry you're going through that, man. I've been there. I understand that emotion.
Yeah.
And it can be rough, so you just hang in there, okay?
Definitely.
It will get better, okay?
Yeah.
As far, let's focus on what's ahead for you relationship-wise. And then we'll.
Mm-hmm.
I think you had another question about a job, but let's stay with the relationship right now, okay?
Okay.
You know, the one thing that I would tell you, Tim, is right now they want you to focus on you, really look at yourself, examine yourself right now, for the rest of these 3 months here, October, November, and December, okay? Really look at
mm-hmm.
yourself, look at what you want, you know, really draw to your life right now what you want in your life. Because you got a clean slate right now. You can have whatever you want. So really examine what you want in life, okay? And draw that to
right.
you. Now, as far as a relationship, I do feel like that somebody is popping in here. It looks like about the beginning of spring. So it looks like about March. So, you know, just be sure you don't have no old baggage, okay? We don't want to drag your old relationship into a new relationship. Following what I'm saying? So really be sure that that's resolved, out of the way, and all those, you know, be sure. Really what you need to look at here is attachments, emotional attachments to your old relationship. So really examine that, okay? Now, you did ask about, did you ask about a job?
Yeah, I got a job coming up. I really want to do some things in the entertainment.
Okay.
But, of course, I got to pay the bills in the meantime.
Right.
And,
don't give up on your dream, because I do feel like that is your calling as entertainment. So don't give up on that. But yeah, you got everyday bills, okay?
And, yes, absolutely.
And you got to eat and all that kind of stuff. So
right.
You know, I really feel like that the job that you're going into is a really good job for you. And the one thing that you need right now is a different focus. You don't need to be sitting around. You know what I'm saying is looking at what went wrong in the relationship and all those kind of things that happen in our head when we go through these things in our life. So really watch your thought pattern. I think maybe I was talking to you when I was talking about thought patterns, you know, really watch what's going on in there. Because I remember when I went through my divorce, I went in this downward spiral thing. So really pay attention to what's going on in your head right now, okay?
Right, that's definitely key. And
yeah.
I had an opportunity to go to Atlanta to do something that I thought was going to be great, and it didn't happen, and I guess I was definitely upset by that, because I thought that was going to help my career.
Yeah,
I just couldn't know what that was about.
Yeah, I just feel like that was a delay. I feel like that it will materialize, but for some reason it was delayed. I don't know why. I can't tell you why, but you know, don't let that keep you from moving forward. That was just a little hiccup, but I do feel like it will work out. I feel like the timing was off on that. So just, you know, don't give up on that. I do feel like that would materialize. The spirit just keeps telling me the timing was off on that. Okay. So just, you know, don't give up on that, because I do feel like it will materialize. It's just been delayed a little bit. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. Appreciate calling in.
Thanks right, a lot. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead, and I need to make some notes to myself. Otherwise, I'm going to go into a place of confusion really, really quick here. All right. 909, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, this is Carol. How are you?
I'm good, Carol. How can I help you?
Well, you mentioned that a spirit came through, and it was somebody who passed, a man who passed away in the 60s. And
okay.
My father passed away in the early, like, 63.
Okay.
And he had salt and pepper hair,
okay.
You know, kind of pepper.
I feel like it's getting ready to connect, because I feel the same pressure I did earlier. So I'm just going to slow down for just a second here,
okay.
And let's see if he wants to come through and communicate. Okay, so I'm just going to shift
okay.
gears here a little bit.
Okay.
And so I'm just going to be quiet for just a second as I tap into that, just to be sure. Okay. I'm going to ask you some questions. Please only answer yes or no to the questions I'm
okay.
about to ask. Please do not feed me information. Did he wear a hat?
Yes.
Okay. Because he keeps messing with a hat on his head. It's like he takes it off and on, and I don't know if it bothered him or anything like that, but I keep seeing him focusing on a hat. Now, do you have any of his hats? Do you have anything of his? Because he keeps focusing on a hat. Okay, maybe. Okay, hold on. Maybe he's focusing on his. Okay. I think what he's trying to show me is your thought patterns. Has your thought patterns been pretty negative in the last few days?
It comes and goes, yes.
He's saying, watch what you think. Watch what you allow to be up in your head. So that's why he was moving the hat around, is focusing on the thought patterns. I was trying to figure out what he was trying to show me there. But also, he wants me to tell you that he loves you and that he's around you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. You guys were really close. Were you guys close? Because he's like...
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have a sister on the other side?
Yes.
Okay, because he's reaching out and holding her hand at this moment, letting you know that they are together. I don't know if that's important to you, but wanting you to know that she's right there as well. Okay, now she's coming forward at this moment in time. Again, letting you know that you're loved. Maybe, you know, maybe you're feeling a little unloved right now. Maybe you're bombarded with a lot of thoughts, and so they're both stepping in here letting you know that they are with you and that they are around with you. Does that make sense to you, that they would be doing that?
Yes.
Okay. And they're almost like surrounding you with this is pretty awesome. They're surrounding you with this bubble of love right now. Just and I would embrace this, and I don't know if you're going to feel this, but I feel something moving right now around you. So, you know, they're definitely just letting you know that they're around you, and your dad is coming forth again, saying, you know, to draw upon his strength, to, you know, to step into his strength, and let you know that it's going to be okay. You know, he just keeps saying it's going to be okay. I don't know what that means to you, but he's just telling me it's going to be okay, that it is going to work out. So whatever your situation is, just know that he's saying that it's going to work out. He also wants you to know that he didn't feel that pain that I was describing, he didn't feel that, but he wants you to know that. Does that make sense to you? He wants you to know that it was an easy transition for him. It was just like him stepping from this side onto another location, and he wants you to know that. Why would he be mentioning acting with you? Does that make any sense to you? Acting.
Not that I can think of.
Because he's okay. I'm gonna see if I can focus on this because he's mentioning acting. Is there anybody in your family that is in acting or performs or anything like that?
Well, yeah. There's relatives, musicians, and so forth.
Okay. I think maybe he's just acknowledging them.
Okay.
At this time. Just acknowledging, what they're doing and stuff like that, because he keeps saying acting, performing, things like that. So I think he just wants to let you know that he's quite aware of what's going on in the family, what, they're doing and pursuing.
Okay.
Now, do you have a business?
Yes, and I'm branching out. I think that's what he was talking about when he was talking about everything's going to be okay is, there's a lot of big changes to me.
Yeah. He says that you need to grow, and so that's probably the focusing on the business, letting that grow, let that develop as it will. He says that you have a tendency of getting in there and wanting to make it work quicker. He says that you just need to slow down and let it develop as it will. Does that make sense to you? Because he keeps okay. I think a lot of times we want it to grow faster and but a lot of times we have to just let it simmer and let it grow. That's what he's saying. So it will get better and better and better. So just hang in there, okay? And it was my pleasure of being able to connect you and him together and your sister as well. So I'm glad that they stepped through, and I appreciate you calling in. And hopefully that helped. All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, so, okay, we have that connected, so that's a good thing. All right, I'm going to make a note here because, like I said, I don't have anybody helping me today, so I'm getting a little confused. All right, there we go. 917, I'm going to click on you. I don't know if I've talked to you. Hi, have I talked to you?
No, I haven't talked to you. How are you?
I am good. Okay, I just wanted to be sure. I don't have anybody helping me today, and I thought, okay, I need to check this number and see if they've talked to me. So how can I help?
Yes, hi. I have a relationship question. I would like to know about my boyfriend, Michael, my amazing boyfriend, Michael, and our relationship. What do you get from him?
Okay. Could I get your name, please? I don't have your name.
Tina,
okay. So you're asking about what your relationship's going to be like with Michael? Is that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, is this pretty new relationship?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah, because it's going to take some time to develop, but it's like brand new. so what Spirit is saying here is to have patience as it develops. I feel good about it. I will tell you, I feel good about it. So I would definitely just keep moving forward and let it develop as it will. In any relationship, you're going to have communication, but definitely, I feel good about it. So I'm just gonna say, let it develop as it will. Mike has a tendency. If you push him, he's going to run here. So be really careful of not letting him run. Don't push. Just let it develop. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And, just every once in a while, maybe, throw him a text message or, an email or something, communicate with him. That's the key here. But it does look long term. But if you push him, he's going to get scared and bolt like a rabbit here. So just.
I slowed him down. Like, he wanted to be intimate fast and things like that. So I slowed him down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing that you need to do is just say, okay, no, not yet.
Yes.
But I do believe he wants a committed relationship, but I'm glad that you're not taking that other step with him yet. It's just not time yet. And
not,
so,
looking for love. I mean, we're in the house. I'm, you know, spending the night over his house and things like that. But I'm
right.
No. So I don't know if that. I don't know if that hurt his feelings.
Because
he has like a lot of money and he's used to women throwing themselves at him. But I was like, I don't think so. I'm not going to do that.
No. You got to stay with your beliefs and what's right for you. And I'm, you know, Spirit wants to say that they're proud of you for stepping up and staying, you know, faithful to your morals and things like that. So
yeah.
That's awesome. Continue to do that, and I appreciate you calling in.
Wait, can I just ask one more question about Lewis? Do you know what he wants? That's my ex.
I don't think that would be a good thing to go back into. So I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't go backwards. You know, maybe you guys can be friends, but I don't know exactly what he wants, you know, at this point, but I would remember there's a reason why he's an ex. So there's a reason, you know, I always tell people that there's a reason why there's an ex around that name. So
is there a person named Ruby that's still around him?
Excuse me?
Is there a person named Ruby that was around him? I think she
they're still in contact.
Okay, but she's moving. Do you see that contact stopping?
I feel like that they would still be in communication.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you
thank
calling
you.
In. All right. Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting a little tired for some reason. 949, you're on air. Hi.
Hi, Mike. How are you today? My name is Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee. How can I help you?
Just wondering if I could just get a general message from my mom. There's a lot going on career-wise, and I'm just getting a little tired of things not working out.
Okay. I feel like that I'm hearing a woman's voice telling me, don't quit. All right. I understand what things not working out, but she's saying you're not a quitter. Does that make sense? Don't quit. Yeah. And she understands the frustration, but she also wants you to know that she's right there with you, holding your hand, helping you through this, you know, but understands the frustration. It will work out. Everybody's right now, we're under a gun of frustration. There's just like this energy that's just over our planet right now and has everybody anxious or afraid or, you know, wanting to give up. And so that's just the energy that's going on right now. And that's intensifying because for you, there's definitely a breakthrough coming as you go out of this month and into November. I see a breakthrough. So so we don't want to quit now. your breakthrough is like right up ahead. So, you know, don't give up. Hey, I understand the frustration thing better than a lot of people. Because I deal with that. You know, it's like, okay, it's not moving exactly the way I want it to move. But she just keeps saying don't give up. Does that make sense? That she would be doing.
Yeah, do you see me, what type of work do you see me doing and you know, kind of in what location? Because I'm sorry. I'm speaking out of frustration right now. Just forgive me.
Oh yeah. Oh no. That's okay. You know, it's okay for you to be where you are right now. So first of all, I want to say it's okay for you to be frustrated. You know, feel that emotion. You know, and then just don't stay there. Okay. But that's the one thing that I would tell you. It's okay to be frustrated right now. But the one thing that I don't want you to do and what Spirit don't want you to do is stay in that place of frustration. As far as work goes, I don't have that. Now, are you moving? Are you thinking about moving? Because I see you in a different location, but I don't know where that is yet. Wanting?
We actually just moved here. It'll be a year
moved.
In November. And,
okay.
Yeah, and I love my house, so I have no... You know,
maybe
I don't want to move.
Yeah, you don't have a move. Yeah, you don't have the desire to move out of there. But why am I getting a move? Maybe I'm picking up the move. Was this recent?
It'll be a year in November that we've been here.
Okay, maybe that's why, because if it's picking up November. Okay, and maybe I'm back a year backwards. Mm-hmm. So let me go ahead and... Now, when did this frustration start? Did it start with this move, or...?
No, it started in June. I had a 4-year-long job that was very demanding, and I ended up getting laid off unexpectedly out of the blue. And then I got another job that didn't work out. The boss there was just...
Okay.
I didn't get along with her. And then I had this next one was yesterday, actually, that I had a promising situation. I thought it was promising, but then the person that I was going to be working with kind of just did like an about face and changed her mind all of a sudden and got really weird with me. And it seems like I'm getting in contact with these women that are just really difficult to get along with.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I'm just going to slow down for a second. Let me look at what's going on here. Because there's a pattern definitely going on.
Yeah, and I hate it. And I think, is it me? I mean, could it be me that's, am I the one that's hard to get along with? I mean, I don't think so.
No, it's not you. So let's not go there. It's not you. So let's, but, yeah, hey, I understand how you would go there, but I don't see it being you. There are lessons to learn here. Now, do you got a resume out? Because I see something popping up here. Do you got some resumes out? Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Because I see like an interview coming, looks like about next week. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that you're working by the end of October.
Okay.
And so don't go into a place of frustration. You know, we talked about the stop sign thought thing that, you know, I was talking about earlier. That's what you need to do right now. Your mind is very negative at the moment. That's not personal.
It is.
Don't
I feel
take,
horrible.
Yeah.
I'm not a negative person, but I'm just so down right now.
Yeah, and you do. Do you mind if I pray for you and with you?
Thank you. I would love that.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, Mother God, we just thank you again for this day. And right now, you know, she's feeling very frustrated, very lost, and alone. And I just ask that you would help her right now not have this thought pattern. I want this thought pattern to go away right now. And I just ask you to begin to bring positive thoughts into her mind, positive thoughts into her life, and moving her forward in the direction that you want her to go. And I thank you for this job that I'm beginning to see popping open for her, and just let her move forward. And because this is not her. This is not her at all. And she's a wonderful person. We've got an awesome spirit within her. And so just break this negativity that's around her right now away from her. And we say namaste and we say amen. I want to look really quick. If I got to have permission to do this. I want to. Mm-hmm. I'm not in a big hurry, but I want permission to look at the energy of your home really quick. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm going to just check the energy of your home, and be sure that there's no spirits that are interfering or
okay.
making this happen. Okay, so
okay.
I'm going to just look around your property here. I don't see anything that I'm concerned about. Okay. Is there a room? Okay, because I did feel something. And don't tell me if there is, what room this is. But is there a room that you go into that you feel uncomfortable in? You might
sometimes.
Need to take okay. All right. Yeah, you might... what I would do is try to get you a white candle and put it in that room and see if that changes the energy of that room. Overall, you got an awesome house. There's just a little bit of a negative energy around there right now. I think if you light that candle and put the intent to get rid of the negative and put positive energy into that room, you know, put the intent of positive energy, you'll see a major change in yourself and in the rest of your family and in that room. So I would try that. That shouldn't take very long. I would do it today, and that should clear that negative energy out of there. So But overall, I didn't see anything that I'm concerned about. So, but I do appreciate you calling in and keep
you.
Me informed on how things go for you, okay?
I sure will. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, you know, there's just this negative energy that just is bombarding everybody right now. And, you know, what I would do is, you know, what we really need to do is create sacred space. You know, we opened with that song today, and that is so important, to go into a place of quiet, a place of a meditation, you know. And it don't have to be very long. It just be, you know, 5 minutes here or 5 minutes there. Just create sacred space. Remember who you are, okay? And that's what we need to do. When we're getting bombarded, we got to realize who we are. And who we are spiritual beings having a human experience, housed right now in a human form. And that human form sometimes can cause us some hiccups, can cause some problems. And so, you know, we got to just stay focused, all right? 808, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in. How can I help today? Whoop, hold on. There you go.
Good morning. Aloha. How are you doing?
I'm good. I forgot to push your mic open, and I was getting ready to talk to you without your mic open. So, hey, I've been reading a little bit. I think I'm getting a little tired. So, go ahead.
I know. Don't worry about it. I just want to say I really agree with what you're saying. And yesterday when I was, praying and meditating, I felt that heavy energy you're talking about, and
right.
Was trying to send out the light, and I, really released a lot. Like, I started, you know, just releasing it all, and it was really intense. Like, and then I have this dream, okay? So the dream is I have this little orchid that's dipped in gold, like this little thing I got at a little thrift store. It's in a little frame, and in my dream, it was like, it fell on the ground from where I keep it, and it was torn up into little pieces, and that's all I remember from my dream. And I was wondering, do you know what that might mean? Like, if it's just what my subconscious, or because I was just really manifesting a lot of light last night, and I did feel that what you guys are talking about, that anxiousness for the past couple of months, and the heavy energy. And just, all the pain that's going on around the world, and you kind of want to, send your light out to, help those people and help everybody, but then you feel all that at the same time, so you kind of have to transcend it back so you don't bring it into your own life.
Yeah, you don't get overwhelmed.
Letting it flow like water, your thoughts, those negative thoughts, letting it come like water, like you're changing a channel on the TV. You kind of just have to let it flow out and flow in a new thought.
Definitely, because that's one thing that I've been doing more and more in the last few days is just putting on some really meditative music and just being quiet and just letting that flow. Now, as far as the dream goes, let's go to your dream here, and what I feel like, and this is my interpretation, and I'm not really good on dream interpretations, but this is what I'm picking up, is, you know, the pieces that thing breaking is representing to me is that your positivity going out, you know, going out to other places, you know, and healing our planet. You definitely are a healer. Do you know that? Do you know that you have healing?
Yes, it's my calling. It's very uplifting and rewarding because I can feel it. I can feel the energy in my hands. I can feel it in my heart. Uh-huh. I can feel it.
Right.
I can feel the light. You know, I can feel it channeling through, and I'm very grateful. I've been blessed to heal myself, so I can say that.
Right. And so, yeah, I was laughing at my dog. My dog hit one of my shoes, and one of my shoes just popped up in the air. So I was laughing about that. My dog is funny sometimes. But yeah, you definitely are healing our planet and doing that. You know, just really, you know, one thing I would say, continue doing what you're doing, you know, for yourself and stuff like that. There is a break for you. It looks like about November. Now, do you help other people? I mean, do you have a...
Yeah, I'm a nurse aide because
I definitely see you're sending out healing into other people. And you are a vital part of what the change of our planet is about to go through, of this alternative healing and stuff like that. You're in the healing field where you can do some alternative stuff, you know, healing some energy. At one time I was in an ER and I was watching a nurse, was a male, and he kept coming in, and I wasn't aware of what he was doing for a minute, and he was pushing on my hand, you know, and I thought first of all he was taking my pulse, but then he started pushing different areas of my hand, and he was doing acupuncture, trying to help get rid of the pain that I was in. Yeah. And so that was awesome. And see, that's how you can do stuff too. And I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully I've helped you. So.
Yeah, and you can take all that tiredness and turn it into positive energy too.
Yeah, you can. And that's what I'm going to do, you know. I think, because it's just shifts, you know. One moment I'm really tired, and the next moment I have energy that is nonstop. So, yeah. You know,
yeah,
and we're going to have that.
You absorb energy, you're a feeler, you're empathetic, you absorb other people's energy. I know it's very key that you're telling people how to, like, protect themselves from, like, absorbing other people's energy.
Right.
Especially
yeah.
when you work with people trying to heal them. You're dealing
right.
with
yeah.
dark energy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, take
All
care.
Right.
And much blessings from Hawaii.
All right. Stay in touch. All right. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. Let's go. We're going to go ahead and close my phone lines. 520, you're on air with me. Hi, appreciate you calling in. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help you?
Hi, my name's Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hi. I'm going through, I guess, the teaching, a lesson of some sort. Oh, my son is addicted to meth.
Mm.
And I don't know if we're going to lose him or if we can, he's going to straighten up.
Okay. Man, I'm really.
I love that spiritual thing you gave about the white light and all that. And I believe
right.
in the angels.
Right.
And I'm really scared for him. And I know I can't save him, but I'm just wondering if there's any way I can help him. I've been praying and saying, God, please heal and restore him.
Right.
I had to let him go out of our home. So he's no longer living here.
Right.
Because we couldn't do it anymore.
Right. Yeah. And I'm really sorry you're going through this, man.
It's some kind of lesson, and I'm trying
so hard to hang on, to listen, to learn, to
say, I know we all come into this world to do something. I'm like, he chose the hardest path to learn.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, do you see any hope of him cleaning up anytime, or is it going to be years or never?
Yeah. Let me,
I'm ready to face whatever I got to face.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the first thing I want to do with you is let's breathe together and get you relaxed, okay? So
okay.
I understand that this is stressful and you're doing the first of all, the one thing I want to tell you is the Spirit's telling me that you need to take care of you, okay? And so let's do that first by taking care of you. So what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes with me. And you and I are going to take some deep breaths in and breathe out, and let's just get you calmed down, okay? Because you're understandable. You love this person. You really care about them, and that's great, and that's awesome. But what we need to do is get you calmed down first, okay? So let's breathe in together. Breathe in with me. And then breathe out, and let's just relax. Breathe in again with me. Breathe out. And I just want you to start calming down, okay? Breathe in, breathe out, and just calm. Okay, now, as far as this situation goes, you know, he's made the choice to do meth, okay? And that on our planet right now is a major addiction. And so what we're going to do here in a minute, I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to come forth at the moment, And what we're going to do, you and I and everybody listening to me, what we're going to do is we're going to try to break this addiction that he has. You know, I've never been addicted to drugs or anything like that. I know a lot of people that are. And once it grabs hold, it grabs hold. And so he needs our help today, and this is what this show is all about. I believe that all things are possible. All things, you know, there is nothing bigger than the spirit within you, the spirit within me, the spirit within him. And so, you know, this addiction does have a hold of him. You know, if he doesn't get help, if he doesn't break this, you know, it's going to be bad news. But I believe that all things can change. And so what we're going to do together, you and me, is we're going to see a change. Okay?
Okay.
But, okay, so we're going to see him, and what I want you to do is I want you to see him the way that you want to see him. You know, free of this addiction, you know, healthy, you know, prospering. That's what we want to see right now, okay? And so let's go ahead. I don't want his name, but we're going to use your name. So could I have your name again, please?
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't even know if I told you. My name's Christina.
Christina, okay. Let's go ahead, and we're just going to pray for Christina's friend. So I don't want his name on air, but so, okay? Let's go ahead and go to prayer. All right. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for Christina and her energy and her concern about her friend right now that's addicted to meth. And right now, there is nothing impossible for you. I've seen you move in many, many lives, and when this addiction gets hold of people, it gets hold of them. And right now, he's addicted. He is, all he sees is meth. And so right now, Archangel Michael, I ask you to come forward at this moment in time and take your sword and break this addiction. I want him free from this addiction. But he has to make the choices. He has to make that decision. But plant it in him right now. I want this meth, every time he does meth, I want it to make him sick until he decides that he needs to get away from this. And right now, I just pray for him, and I ask you to break this addiction in his life right now, in this now moment. And we say namaste, and we agree that it's done. And we say namaste, and we thank you, Archangel Michael, for your help. And we say namaste, and we say amen. All right. I believe it's done. You know, stand there and believe that. You know, he has to make the choice. You know, he has to make the decision. And
I understand that the only thing that frustrates me about the situation
is that
is his body, but that's not him in there no more. That's not my son no more. And it's like it took, and well, you know, it does. It takes over him.
Yeah.
And it took over him. I can't even find his soul no more.
Right. It's still his spirit is still in there, okay? So what I want to talk to you really quick about is, you know, talk to his spirit. Talk to the spirit within him, okay? You know, his body is addicted to this awful drug that's on our planet right now. But his spirit is still there. His soul is still there. He just is not tapped into it, but that doesn't mean that won't change, okay? I want you every single day, I want you to speak to the spirit that's within him and say, hey, you know what? I love you. I want to see this change. I believe it's changing. And I want you to do that every single day. And there will be a change. I definitely feel a break. I definitely do see a change in him. So just keep doing that, okay? Keep me informed of how things are going with him and with you, okay?
Okay, and what do you think about, I was thinking to have a prayer time and have all his friends and everybody that we know that knows him to pray at the same time. I was thinking like 9 o'clock and have everybody do a little prayer for him all at the same time. Do you think
that would definitely be awesome, yeah. Yeah, I would definitely do that.
Okay,
it's not gonna hurt anything. It would definitely help. So, yeah.
Okay, there's one more thing. I have a 12-year-old daughter, and she knows about everything because we had to live with it. And
we
found out in Florida that there's a law with the meth, you know, that there's no law anywhere else, only in Florida with, like,
get help, to enforce you to get help, no matter if you're over 18. You know, it's an enforced matter. And my daughter is wanting to start a petition and start trying to do that law here, because she wants, she says, even if we can't fix him, Mom, she goes, we can at least try to help somebody else's family. Do you see
right.
us doing that?
Yeah, that would be a great thing. Yeah, that this.
I know
this,
it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but it would be worth it, you know. And you know, I believe that he's going to be okay. And I would definitely listen to your daughter. She has a big, huge heart, and she wants to help people. I would definitely do that. That would give her something to focus on, except the pain, you know, that's going on right now with the situation. So. I would definitely do that. That would definitely be a blessing on our planet. Meth is an awful thing, and it needs to go away. And
yes,
and I believe it will, because there's just too many people addicted to it. It makes me sad to see this. And so, but I do appreciate you calling in, all right? You have a great day.
I appreciate everything you've done, and I hope you get your energy back. And I will also pray for you, and I thank God that people like you are here to help us. So
thank
you very much, and have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. Yeah. You know, man, just give me a second. You know, it's, you know, there's all kinds of addictions. I mean, we can be addicted to all kinds of stuff, and you know, this call has touched me, because you know, this is just one thing that's on our planet that doesn't need to be here. And you know, I want us to focus on, you know, addictions, not just with this person, but with everybody that's addicted. There's a lot of people on our streets that are addicted to all kinds of stuff, and they don't know the way out. You know, we know the way out. It's going with the spirit within us, but they don't know that. They don't know how to get to that place, a lot of them. You know, there's a lot of runaways on the streets that are shooting up right now. And, you know, it's just an epidemic on our planet, and really bad here in the United States. And so, you know, I just pray that all addiction would just go away. You know, and that people would not run to that. You know, what it is self-medicating. They don't know what's going on with them, so they want to self-medicate. And so, you know, it's just a thing that's on our planet right now that will go away. Won't always be here, and thank God for that. But it is here right now, and so we're going to pray that it goes away. All right. 323, you're on air with me. Let's go ahead and take a call. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. Could I get your name, please?
Yes, Yvette.
Yvette? Okay. How can I help you today?
Can I get a love reading?
Okay. Is there somebody in your life right now, or?
There isn't.
There isn't. Okay. Okay. Why would I feel somebody around you? Is there somebody you're interested in?
Because
I feel some energy around you. Now, this could be somebody that is aware of you. You're just not aware of them yet. So I keep feeling that by the end of the year, you're going to have somebody popping into path here. Looks like about November. So this is a person, I think this is a person, okay, that you have encountered, but you haven't dated them. Haven't even really had a serious conversation. It's probably just, you know, chit chat and moving on. But I feel like that as you go into November, he is stepping into the picture here, and you know, then of course the relationship will build as you go into 2014, and so that's a good thing. So, but
anything you tell me about him?
I could tell you he has dark black hair. I could tell you that much. Pretty built, not very muscular, but you know, not like huge muscles, but definitely have muscles. And is somebody that also character wise is very honest, very loyal. Those are really good things. A lot of times we get hung up on the outside of the
right.
of the person
right.
and not go on the inside.
Integrity. I want someone I have them attracted to, but I want the integrity too, obviously.
Yeah, he's definitely has integrity. The other thing is I feel like that he has a connection he's either a police officer or is hooked to law enforcement somehow. I feel that, like he works with law enforcement. I don't know exactly how he works there, but I feel positive law enforcement. He's not like a criminal or anything like that. So, but he definitely works around law enforcement or with law enforcement. He actually could be a reader helps law enforcement intuitively, because I definitely feel like he's very intuitive as well. So that could be what I'm picking up. Yeah, because there's a lot of psychics and mediums that work with law enforcement. Law enforcement just doesn't always tell you that, but there's a lot of them that do use psychics to help them.
Right. Well, I just picked up too. Said you were getting a little tired. I'm like, all of a sudden, I was like, pick up on this energy and feeling so relaxed.
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing right now. Is I feel very relaxed, and so, yeah. So you're very intuitive yourself. So keep working with that, and developing that. But as far as somebody coming in, yeah, November. All right.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye bye. Yeah, I'm just relaxed, calm, and that's where we need to be, relaxed and calm. All right, 571, you're my last call of the day. I appreciate you calling in. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you?
My question is I am looking for work, and it's been a moment. Just trying to see what you say as far as me getting a job.
All right. I don't think I got your name. Could you say your name for me, please?
D.
D. Okay, thank you. Yeah, because, all right. Okay, hold on for just a second.
Sure.
All right. I'm going to say that you're working in November. Now, timelines can change. I mean, this can change and this could advance forward. Because I will tell you, I got two different months. Okay, I had this month you working, and then I had November you working. Okay, I feel more confident with going with November here. By that first part of November, you're working. But I will tell you that could change as quick as you and I talking. And so that's a good thing. I mean, you know, but I'm going to go on a definite that you're working by November. So that could happen, you know, at the end of October or something like that, because it's almost like they're running together to me, and that's why I'm having a problem with the timeline on this. So I'm going to say at least that first week in November you're working. So, okay?
Do you see that within the area where I am located? Is it traveling?
Yes. I see some travel with it, but I also feel like it's in the area where you are. But I do feel like that there is some travel connected to it somehow. Because I do see like travel for you next year as you go about the spring. So, and I feel like it is connected with the job that's opening up. So.
Okay. And I just wanted to say with that, not this last caller, the lady that I've called in regard to her friend being addicted, you did a great job. And we just need to send a lot of love and light to people that are struggling with whatever
right.
form of addiction. It's,
right.
it's just very terrible. And we just have to embrace them instead of, you know, turning our backs on them. So you did an awesome job. Just wanted to
right.
share that
well,
with you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, and that's so true, you know, because the people that are addicted, they're like in a prison, and they
exactly.
don't even realize it. They don't even realize they're in that prison. And the one thing that they don't need us to do is to run away from them.
or turn our nose up on them and say,
they need us to be there for them, and so I appreciate you mentioning that, and thank you so much for calling in today.
Have
all
a
right?
great day. Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, we got to do that. I'm going to go ahead and take this call. 620, you're on air with me. Hi, appreciate you calling in today.
Hi. This is Teresa.
Hi. How can I?
Hi. I haven't talked to you in a long time. Let me press the one so you're not. Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. I am having a problem with my job.
Okay.
And they have cut me.
Yeah, you're going to be changing jobs.
Yes. When?
I would say by the end of this month, you're changing jobs. This job is coming to an end for you, and something else is opening up by the end of this month.
Okay. Do you have any clue what it is?
I have no idea what it is. I just know that you're changing jobs. You're done where you are. It's time for you to move on to something else. I have no idea what this is, but just be open to whatever it is, and just know that you're able to do it, okay?
Are we going to still be able to keep my little guy in daycare?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He really needs daycare, and you're definitely And the one thing, talking about your little guy, do you realize that he's very energetic? I mean, he's got a lot of energy. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What you need to do is help him channel that, because it feels like when I see him, he's all over the place right now. And he just needs some direction and some guidance. He's also a medium. I don't know if you know that, watch for him. Sometimes he'll be looking out, like, you know, just at something. He's seeing something. When he has that way off look, he's seen a spirit. That's how I started when I was little. Go ahead.
He doesn't talk yet.
Yeah, he'll talk when he's ready. He's a little stubborn, but he can talk if he wants to. He's just choosing not to talk right now. I don't know exactly why. There's nothing wrong with him. There are just some kids that just don't want to talk, and he's one of them. But when he does talk, he won't stop talking. He's just being quiet right now. But I don't see anything wrong with him. He's okay. All right?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye. All right. We're done for today. And I appreciate everybody calling in and listening to the program and just being you. That's awesome. So, continue to send positive energy into our planet. Our planet really needs positive energy sent into it. You know, don't go into a place of negativity. Don't go into a place of fear, but always go into a place of faith, and always in a place of trust, and always into a place of faith, because that's where we need to be. All right. So think positive. I'm going to get off of here for the day. We will be on air tomorrow, and I do have a guest tomorrow. Karen Dowling will be with us tomorrow, and Aurora. Karen actually channels a spirit guide named Aurora, and so they will be with us tomorrow, and so that will be 5 p.m. Central, and then I'll be back on air on Friday, as far as I know, and so that's what's ahead for us on this week as we go into October. So, all right, have a great day. Peace be with you, and you be you, I'll be me. And together, we will get there. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5 p.m. If you would like to get a hold of me and set up a full reading with me, you can do that by going to www.insightswithmichael.com, www.insightswithmichael.com. I will be coming to the Springfield, Missouri area in November 2nd, to be exact. That's a Saturday. So you can reserve your seats now by going to our event page at www.insightswithmichael.com if you would like to do that. We'll be in Springfield, Missouri. Will be my last event in Springfield this season. And so we got some really cool things planned for 2014. Those will be announced later on as we go into 2014. So some exciting things coming up event-wise and all that stuff. So I'll be in more cities next year and things like that. So that's awesome. That's something to look forward to. All right. If you would like to get a hold of me by email, you can do so by writing me at youareawakening@gmail.com. You can also make a donation to this program at any time by visiting www.spiritualtalkradio.net. There's a donation button right there on that front page. All right. Thank you for your continued prayers and continued support for me, my family, and for this program. I appreciate it so much. All right. I'm going to say goodbye for right now. Have a great day. Peace be with you. I'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Peace be with you. As you roll on by me tomorrow.